Warning, warning, radio station Y2K malfunction.
Excuse me, this is Walt Isontite, the avuncular reporter you've come to trust most of all. And today, as we enter the promising years of the 1900s, we take a moment to look back at the old century and some of its crackpots whose harebrained ideas have landed on the scrap heap of history. One of the most ludicrous was one we heard back in 96 from a fellow out of Dearborn, Michigan, who unhorsed a crazy contraption that would have replaced the horse as a means of transportation. I'm speaking, of course, of Henry Ford. Well, here we are, 4 years down the road, and what kind of an inroad have these so-called horseless carriages made? Barely a dent. While equine traffic is more than stable, it's as solid as road apples. It's obvious to this reporter that any real improvement in transportation this century can come from one source and one source only. Bigger and faster horses. So, sorry, Mr. Ford, nice try, but there's just no way a manufacturer could possibly keep up with a breeding farm where row upon row of mares turn out colts and pintos, mavericks and broncos, as if they were on a conveyor belt. And that's the way it is. January 1st, 1900. For all of us here at TCapsule.com News, this is Walt Gesundheit.